Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes, beef buzzing with you today. What about 2022 when it comes to beef exports? We talk with Dan Hallstrom up next.
Hey, Ted, what's new with you?
Well, I just got back from seeing my banker.
Boy, I dread the thought of that.
No, it really went great because I told him I've got my bull costs all locked in for the year.
Well, how'd you do that when these bull sale averages are so gosh darn high?
I called Jorgensen Land and Cattle and leased my bulls for this year.
Well, my concern with leased bulls is quality.
You don't have to worry about that with Jorgensen Bulls. Our neighbors to the south leased bulls from Jorgensen Land and Cattle last year, and those were some top-quality bulls.
Yeah, I saw those bulls, too. I just figured he spent a ton of money at the sale. Those were the best bulls he's ever had. So, you locked in your bull cost by leasing with Jorgensen Land and Cattle, huh?
That's right. I have a happy banker and don't have to feed bulls or fix fence in the off-season.
Have you got their phone number, Ted?
Yeah, it's easy. 800-548-BULL.
That's 800-548-BULL, you say?
Yep. Just give them a call and Jorgensen Land and Cattle will answer all of your bull leasing questions and get you set up with some top-quality bulls for the year. Call Jorgensen Land and Cattle at 800-548-2855.
What a great year 2021 was when it comes to beef exports, both record volume and value. 1.44 million metric tons being sold internationally, $10.58 billion worth of value generated for the U.S. beef industry. But in this world that we ask the question, what have you done for me lately, we look ahead into 2022. And Dan Hallstrom with the U.S. Meat Export Federation says there's still some potential up, he believes, in the global marketplace.
At this point, forecasting increased demand, albeit at probably a slower rate. You know, our forecast is about 5% growth, so another new record for 2022. And really the basis of that is that demand is solid. I mean, it's strong in many segments around the world.
And especially in our Asian markets, we've got one upside that simply was not in play for much of 2021, food service.
Most of these records in Asia really were without the full support of food service. We still have lockdowns today in Korea, Japan, and Taiwan, or restrictions around food service. So we're anticipating, hopefully at some point soon, those conditions improve and food service can start to gain some new momentum. So that would be an incremental push to demand if food service in Asia were to see a rebound.
A couple of worries at the tail end of 2021, the supply chain and problems with enough container ships to get our beef out successfully, but also high beef prices. Dan, is this going to slow us down in many of our markets in 2022?
My general impression is that so far we've been able to pass along these prices. And that's, of course, the question is, you know, how long will it continue? I know internationally, we don't concentrate a lot on the middle meats, for example. A large percentage of those stay in the U.S., you know, the ribeyes, the strip loins, tenderloins. What we're concentrating on is really a lot of the rest of the animal. And, you know, something as simple as the sirloin cap, you know, the culotte. And, you know, you're looking at round meat. A lot of round meat is exported. You know, the some of the other sirloin cuts, for example, shoulder clods out of the shoulder. So, yeah, we're seeing some increased prices, but these cuts, you know, for the most part are lower value than some of the middle meats. And I think that this is the hidden beauty of some of these export markets, is that we can add value to some of these, what some people would call secondary cuts that you don't think a lot about here in the U.S. I think a bigger headwind than the pricing, quite honestly, continues to be this logistical supply chain issue. The ports are still backed up. There's still a delay in getting containers. And this is something that really, we've been talking about this as well for several months. There's some signs that there's some things happening that are hopefully going to help to improve it. We still have a lot of work to do because things are not very reliable right now in the supply chain.
Dan, I know the last time we talked, you were feeling pretty good about the potential of the additional space that was being made for the Oakland port. That could be, what, good news, I would think, for chilled product going into the Asian markets.
Yeah, I think most definitely. You know, our program business, our 52-week-a-year chilled beef business and chilled pork business that we're doing all, you know, in key Asian markets like Japan and Korea and Taiwan, chilled's the key. And the last port of call for most vessels, not all, but a lot of them, is Oakland. So, you know, Oakland is the shipping point for the express service that goes directly into Japan and Korea. And this recent announcement by USDA on teaming up to have an additional 25 acres is kind of a transloading zone near the port should be a move in the right direction to allow, so the existing facilities are so jammed up and so packed, it's not very efficient. So having some additional space with which to bring in the empties, transload, and load out the full containers. It may sound like a small thing, but this is really a really big move in the right direction in a very, very strategic port for U.S. beef and pork.
President and CEO of the U.S. Meat Export Federation, Dan Hallstrom. You got the beef buzz on Ron. Hey, cattle producers, if you're a part of a value-added program or would like to get involved with one, you need to check out what's available through Superior Video Livestock Auction. Superior has implemented Superior Verified, which allows producers to source and age verify their cattle through IMI Global. Learn more about Superior's involvement with value-added programs by going to their website, superiorlivestock.com. And remember, at Superior Livestock, we've been delivering dependable for over 30 years. And that's your Beef Buzz. Have a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes, reporting.